Okay, well, the...
Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Shalette.
I was on the hold. Can I call you back?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Audrey Bechtel. I'm calling about website management. So we've been waiting on, you know, an update to our website for a bit here, which I was told would have come through by now. And some of them, you know, have, I guess some of the changes have come through. But when I got on to Google Maps earlier today, our Google Maps has been hijacked and has somebody else's business name on there.
Okay. Give me just a moment. And who am I speaking with?
This is Audrey Bechtel.
Okay. Audrey, just one moment. I'm going to come back to the website. I'm going to first take a look at what's going on with Google, okay?
Okay.
Just be another moment.
All right.
Okay, so I'm looking at something when I'm in your Google listing, like if I look up your business name even, or if I'm in your Google listing and I'm seeing Dylan's Quality Roofing and Construction, is that what you're seeing? That's
yes.
What you're talking about?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. And, wow. And do you even know anything about this business?
I don't know anything about Dylan's Quality Roofing and Construction. Bechtel Striping LLC is my business.
Exactly. Okay. And see, and I'm logged into your account. And so the phone number on that, the address on that, the business name, all of that is not anything that you would recognize. Is that right?
No, the address is my address. One of the phone numbers is my phone number. The other one appears to be the one that you guys have on the website.
Okay.
And so everything seems to be right except for the business name. Somebody got on there and changed the business name.
Okay.
And then they added in the website phone number rather than just having our direct contact on the maps.
Okay. So I don't know how or what happened here, but I do see what it should be. Okay. And so I'm going to first address, technically, the phone number is correct because if we're going to use the tracking phone number, it's not just for the website, it's for Google. But let me ask you about the address. I can see, I don't know how it happened, but I do see what we need to do to correct it. I have a question about that address. Okay, so the address showing out online says 1064 27th Avenue Southeast, Apartment A. The address in our account with you is 1150 Central Avenue West.
And that's the address we want to show.
That's the address you want to show. And is that a business address, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just look at the address one more time, okay? Okay, the address you want to show, or the correct address, bottom line, the correct address is 1150 Central Avenue West, right? When I look it up on Google, it shows me it is a residential area. Is that correct?
Yes, we run the business out of the garage.
Okay. So this would be marked for, the reason I'm asking, this would normally be marked for a hidden address if it's residential. And I just want to make sure that was fine. Otherwise you may have to produce signage and things like that, showing Google that people come to you. But in your industry, they don't come to you, you go to them, right?
Yeah, we're a service.
Okay. All right, so let me just see. I don't have an answer about why this is here, but I do see where we need to straighten it out, okay? And for starters, your business name is just like crossed off. And then the address we got to put back. And it may... how long have you been with us?
We opened this account almost a month ago now. And we've been kind of just waiting on the website and everything to update and, you know, the changes that have been getting made. So.
Okay. Unless there's a glitch going on with Google, I should be able to change the name right now, the address right now. Phone number is already the way it should be. The website's the way it should be. But it may very well require if this is your old address that's on there, right? You're probably going to have to get verified, as soon as we just correct the address. Okay.
We've tried to get verified, you know, a couple times, and the postcard just doesn't come through.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to correct your business name right now. Let's start with that and just go through this real quick. Okay.
All righty.
There are some changes sometimes online, but for some reason, like something simple that just won't go through, and then we end up having to talk to Google about it. Let's see.
Well, when I started this a while back, you know, I was never really able to get a hold of Google. When I made the original address, I waited on them for like 8 weeks to get verified.
Wow.
I have always had a tough time getting that postcard to get sent. So I don't really know, you know, what the issue is, but I've never had any luck with them.
Yeah, well, we'll deal with it. Let's just see if we get the easy route first, okay?
All right.
And the correct address, 1150 Central Avenue West, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55104.
Yep.
Okay. I have a single family resident. There's no unit number needed, right?
You could say West unit, because it is a duplex. So you could say West unit.
Okay, so the way it's written as Central Avenue West, I would have took that west. I would have took that west to mean that that was the name of the street, Central Avenue West.
It is the name of the street.
Also, okay.
Yeah.
So in your mailbox, when you receive mail here, how many boxes are there at this duplex?
There's two. One for the west unit, one for the east unit.
So they're not.
Central Avenue West.
Bummer. It's not named A or B or one or two. It's east and west. So So it needs to have west again then as a unit number. So it might look like we're making a mistake, but it actually would need to be on there twice. let's say unit west or west unit. So it makes a little more sense. Because this is different than normal, but it's still accurate. When you do mail, what do you write exactly?
I just write West Unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
After the Avenue West. After Central Avenue West, then you put West Unit, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. Okay. Google saying the pin is in the wrong place. That hasn't been an issue I've run across for a long time.
The pin is in the wrong place?
Basically, we have to apply the address and then clear the address, but it's not letting me apply the address yet because it's just saying it was wanting the map pin to be repositioned. So this,
okay.
Oh, I may have to have our team do it to be able to trigger the PIN in the first place. Right now, the business name part should straighten out unless it's going to force the verification before.
All right.
But we'll get this taken care of and straightened out. Now, about your website.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out what you've asked for that's not done.
Some of the updates have come in. Some of them have not.
Okay, let me find the request.
So if it's not finished, then that's fine. If it is finished, and it looks like certain things have come through, and it's interesting. So maybe I just need to be more patient.
Well, it depends. So let me just check on it because there are two different kind of places that different kinds of edits get done with different time frames, but I haven't confirmed that yet. Because I haven't confirmed that they missed something either. So let me just find out. Move reviews. additional change in the use under proudly serving. Enter for a smoother transition. Photos are zoomed in mobile version. Mission statement and proudly service cover photo to zoomed in. Badge to put on the left side of about us. Oh, these are all special requests, okay? I see the number of the card, and I do not see it saying completed. Nope, it's not completed.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Because, you know, it's like the reviews got moved to the bottom, but they also exist at the top. So there's two different blocks of reviews. And then the intro photos aren't the right photos. But the, you know, the one badge got added. So it seems like, you know, part of it's completed, part of it's not. And so that's kind of why I was asking. And then sort of the same thing with the photo gallery. You know, some of the images are on there, some of them aren't.
Okay. So right now there's two different blocks of reviews. Wrong photos you said on the cover, did you say?
Yes. And if this is something that is in progress, you know, I don't want to, you know, layer requests or anything.
Yes, I think I'm noting it, but I'm not sending a new request yet because they don't have anything on here that says completed. So,
okay.
It was acknowledged that it became in progress, on the 18th,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing okay. saying it's finished.
Gotcha. In that case, then, the only other thing is, so just focusing on like requests that have been completed.
Okay.
Like for example, the art team tab, two of the photos seem to have been like stretched horizontally to fit the size. If possible, I guess cropping the provided photo to whatever your required ratios are just so that the images don't look stretched. You know what I mean?
Let me find out if I'm viewing the image first. I'm going on the website right now, okay?
Okay. But it is coming together nicely. You know, I'm liking the website you guys have put together.
Oh, great.
So, not complaints, just trying to get things dialed in.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it takes a little bit of back and forth to get it everywhere you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the pictures I just looked at, I might, you said our, oh, in the photo gallery, sorry.
Well, in our team, two of the
photos. Oh, in our team, oh, okay, they've made a lot of changes. These websites don't usually have all these pages. Okay, gotcha. So, two of the pictures, both of them, the second two, are
yep.
not looking right. Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're not okay. awful. They just, like, rather than stretch the image to fit the ratio, just whatever the crop ratio is, you know, like.
Then put it in the size it needs to be to look right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Just to have, you know, the right dimensions or. Just so that the, right. I guess the image isn't getting stretched or lengthened to fit whatever
right.
the requirement is.
Which means that they're probably putting it in a smaller space to not do this, what I would assume.
Yeah.
In other words, yes. Okay. Well, I'll put in that as a new request, okay?
Okay. And then it was... I mean, I don't think it's as, you know, big of a deal. There's one photo that the same thing happened to, and maybe it just has to be that way because it was kind of a long, narrow photo. And, you know, they got pushed into a square crop. And
okay, well.
And I haven't seen all the parts. That one's under details. The rest okay. of the photos, they seem to have come in nicely, you know, to where they can be viewed.
Okay. So, the one that you're asking about, where is it under?
It's in details.
Detail. Hmm. Okay. Got it. Okay, I have 6 pictures. I don't see anything wrong unless it depends if it's cropping something and cutting off something that I wouldn't know about. Otherwise, maybe the second picture, I'm not sure what that is.
It's the second photo. So
okay. That second photo is a little blurry, right?
The dimensions of that photo were originally like probably twice as tall as it was wide.
Oh, okay. Those don't usually work well.
Yeah. And so that one, you know, that's not as big of a deal. You know, that's kind of one of those things that if someone wants to zoom in and look, like, that doesn't necessarily need to be changed because I can see how that would throw off the layout of the photo page. So that one, I mean, you could just not put a request in on that one. The other one, the meet our team, you know, it just would be nice to have proportionate faces on there.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'll get that in as well. Okay.
Perfect. Well, I will try not to bug you guys for a few days at least, and hopefully I'll just keep my eyes out, see if the changes work their way through.
Not a problem. We're going to need to contact you, even if sometimes it's an email and a text, but when we know the PIN number is being sent, because if it's an existing account, Google, in the very rare chance, will do a phone verification, but we expect the mail verification, if there's at the point that somebody can move that marker so the PIN can be sent out, we will definitely be notifying you to watch for it in the mail, okay?
All righty. That sounds good. And, you know, if there's something special you guys can do to get that verification letter to arrive, that would be great, because that's something that we struggled with Google for a bit, because we haven't lived at that last address for, you know, 9 months, and we just have not been able to get them to, like,
send it.
Get that verification postcard to connect to us, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go from there. We got to get it to go out just to trigger in the first place, and then go from there. Okay?
Yep. All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.